Welcome to the Europe à la carte podcast on January the 7th, 2011. I'm Karen Bryan, the founding editor of Europe à la carte, an online European travel guide where you'll find tips about the best places to visit in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'll summarise some of the recent posts from the Europe à la carte blog. You can see the posts in full and the photos and leave a comment at www.europealacarte.co.uk/blog. Sean asked today, what are your 2011 travel resolutions? She likes to make fun travel resolutions in the new year. Anything that involves giving up things she likes will definitely be ignored. But when it comes to travel, Sean has a few resolutions she wants to keep, and here are a few of them. She thinks it would be good to just turn up at the train station and go. Not very cost efficient, as you can normally get cheaper tickets in advance, but just jump on a train and see where you end up. Sean also would like to visit somewhere with a name she has to learn. There are probably lots of places like this that I can't say properly or spell. Ljubljana, the capital of Slovenia, is one of them. I agree, I'm terrible at pronouncing names. And she's also going to try eating even the scary looking foods. Give it a try, even if it's pretty weird looking stuff. I'll be going to Manchester in England for the weekend of the 26th to 27th of March 2011 because I'm on the panel at the Travel Bloggers Unite conference in Manchester. So if you're interested in travel blogging, come along to the event. There'll be the panel discussions, several how-to sessions from various experts on topics such as SEO, PR, affiliate marketing, podcasting and videos. And there'll be time for networking, which is always good to meet people face to face. I certainly recommend a visit to Manchester. It's a really interesting city. I spent a couple of nights there during my UK summer 2009 blogging tour, and I asked on the blog Twitter, Facebook for tips on things to do to Manchester. So I've got some ideas for what to do and see there. So I hope to see you there. Kimberly has written one of her When in Rome series about the Giovanni and Paolo Basilica and the ancient Roman houses. Rome is her favourite European city. She loves walking around and seeing all the layers of its history. And most visitors concentrate on Rome's ancient Renaissance and Baroque splendours. But she thinks that medieval Rome is also fascinating to explore. She recommends the Via San Paolo della Croce, which leads to the Celian Hill. Here, if you come in the early morning, you can see the lovely Basilica of SS Giovanni and Paolo, Saints John and Paul. The church was originally built in 1410 and restructured in the 11th century. So that sounds very interesting. Inka has written about Kadıköy on Istanbul's Asian side, asking where else in the world can you travel from one continent to another for less than a London bus fare, only in Istanbul. You can take the ferry and have a 40-minute cruise to Kadıköy. It's a rather state, typically Turkish middle-class atmosphere of the other side of Istanbul. She recommends some shopping there, enjoying some of the local food. So if you're in Istanbul, don't just stick to the touristy parks. Go to some neighbourhoods where real people live as well. And Marcus has written about ice skating with Vikings in Sweden, where if you're super fit, you might like to take part in an 80-kilometre ice skating race along an old Viking route. I don't think I'm fit enough for that. I don't know, if you're very sporty and you like action-packed holidays, that might be right up your street. So thanks for listening to the Europe à la carte podcast, and I hope that you'll join us soon to find out more about top European destinations. You can subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or Audioboo. Goodbye.